Man, what y'all talking about?
What they talking about?
Well, he talking about.
Hot nothing.
Man, you know what it is. We back in here. A hot nothing, man. The number one podcast in the global atmosphere / hemisphere.
Man, we ain't there yet.
My name is DC Irvin.
Tony Baker.
And today, man, we got a special guest host. The one and only Mr. Naeem Lynn is rocking with us today.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Y'all got real applause in here. That's what's up.
Yeah.
Real applause.
Yeah.
We do it big.
Yeah.
We do it for real. He filling in for Craig Wayne today. Craig is out there being a dad today.
Man, I told him,
for a change.
Yeah. I told him, being a dad ain't going to get him nowhere, man.
Nah, man.
You gotta turn your back on these kids.
What do kids really offer you?
You gotta turn your back on your kids.
Ain't your kids here with us right now?
Yeah, they here with me right now, but you know, they followed me here. I didn't know they was coming.
They're in here kicking it.
Tony being a good dad too. Gotta cut that cord, Tony.
Gotta cut the cord. We still got fact.
Y'all both got old ass kids.
I got old kids too, yeah.
DC got adults.
My baby 15 and 14.
Damn, and you 23.
We start young in the Bay.
Yeah.
We start young.
No
in the
condoms
Bay.
Off top.
No condoms.
Off top, out the gate.
I don't even know how to spell condom.
Okay, all right. Yeah. We still got facts check. McGee over here.
Late ass fact check.
Yeah.
Late ass fact check and jazz.
Look up being late on the computer. See if you did that up.
You're about an hour late today.
I was an hour late. I'm gonna be mad at him because he came in. He was like, "You know what? I have no excuse why I'm late. Like, there's no reason why I was late. I'm sorry.
My most humblest apologies.
Every job I've ever had
for being late.
For being late.
Nah, I was stealing on some of them, but a couple of them was for being late.
Where you were stealing at?
I was stealing hours and being late at. I worked at US Air, and my roommate. He worked the morning shift. I worked the evening shift. So I would go in and swipe my card and his card when I went in. And then I'd do a handoff, give him my card and his card when he coming in and I'm leaving. And we both be working like doubles every day.
Oh, this is filth.
Yeah.
White collar
crime. Is that a felony?
I don't know. I mean, it's too late now. That was 8 years ago.
Man. What if they were listening and be like, yeah, got him.
Nobody listening to this. Cool.
We got viewers, bro.
I got fired anyway. What can you do there? Like, they fired me. They found out.
That's extortion, right?
It's not extortion at all.
No, it's not extortion.
Tony's never been in trouble.
I'm just trying to look at the terms I heard on gangland and applied here.
Extortion.
Extortion, blackmail, murder, felony.
Now, of course, we coming off of All-Star Weekend, man. I thought the game was dope. I liked the game.
It was ridiculous, dog.
It was
one of the highest scoring games.
It was the highest.
Ridiculous.
The highest.
Dunk fest. You know, some players was out there going in for real. Blake had what, 20 dunks or something ridiculous like that. He had like all dunks except for two shots.
Yeah.
And John Wall was balling. Kyrie Irving was balling. He won MVP.
Kyrie won MVP. Yeah.
The score was 163-155.
Yeah.
That's a lot. But that's how the All-Star game should be in my eyes. It should be a crazy score. It should be like, you know, when you're playing on the Xbox.
Well, I don't mind the score being high as long as they're playing defense. So if it's competitive, then I'm okay with that. But, I mean, they were going at it a little bit.
There it is.
We knew that was going to happen.
Eventually.
We set it up.
We knew that was going to drop. So we did that for y'all out there watching. So we give y'all real stuff. For those of y'all that's out there watching, we just had a technical malfunction / difficulties.
And we not editing nothing.
Nothing.
We do it raw.
Roll with it.
Go with the flow.
We roll with it, no cuts.
Yeah, they didn't start playing D to the fourth?
That's when it gets serious.
Yeah, but you know what? I found to be interesting? The way that LeBron kept trying to get the ball to Joakim Noah. Yeah, I think that was cool. You know they hate each other.
Yeah. Oh, he was trying to.
They was doing pick and rolls and everything.
patch up some hate.
That's the Bulls right there represented.
Ain't got nothing
in the
to do with the Bulls.
Game. I'm just saying that was a Bull. All
right. Actually, if anything, that's a shine on LeBron.
Huh?
For once.
That's a shot on?
Yeah, shine on LeBron.
Oh.
Watching that game made me want to see LeBron go back to Cleveland. So I would like to see him and Kyrie play together.
Yeah.
I think.
Oh, nah, man. Nah, man.
I think he would go to Miami before LeBron go back to Cleveland. I mean, I think, yeah, Kyrie.
They don't have enough money for Kyrie. So that's out already.
LeBron's living the best life in Miami. Like, he's in Miami Beach. There's hoes everywhere. Plus the fact, two rings.
He's going to live the best. They all got
married. That ain't got nothing to do with anything. They all married in NBA.
They all married, yeah.
They all six in every NBA city.
He's going to have the best life anywhere. I mean, Cleveland, though.
It's Cleveland, though.
I mean, that's where he's from, though.
Yeah.
It's Cleveland,
I think it would be the perfect end to his story for him to go back where he started and win a championship, bringing a championship to that city.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be
dope. I think that would be a perfect ending for him. He's not going to do it, but I would like to see him leave Miami. I never did like that team since he came there.
Good. He's going to bring in no championship with them scrubs there because it ain't they full
Wait,
of
Cleveland?
Them.
Cleveland? Yeah. He got close so many times.
No, they got a team for him now. Because before he was doing it by himself, really. And now they got some players there that he can do it with. Because Bennett going to be good.
Eventually, but not now.
Look how close he made it without no team.
And he didn't have close
you
to Kyrie.
You get just a little bit of cats on you.
Mo Williams is not Kyrie. Yeah.
Varejao? Yeah. Anderson Varejao canceled out everybody that's good on that team.
but he's a horse, though. He's a horse. They need somebody that's going to play hard. I mean, he's just a low-budget Joakim Noah.
I'd say he's a cheap Joakim, absolutely.
Cheap Joakim?
Yeah.
Yeah. Same hair.
Who?
They got the same hair.
Same
just the way they
too.
Play. They can't shoot. They go in there, they get boards blocked.
It's ugly basketball.
Yeah, it's ugly basketball. They hustle.
There's a lot of emotion on it, but it's ugly.
What y'all think about the celebrity game?
You know what? I missed it. I'm out.
You didn't miss nothing? Yeah. I thought it was cool. I mean, it was cool. I like Skylar. Skylar Diggins is fine.
Oh, yeah, she's fine, though.
She's not what everybody make her out to be, though.
It's like when you go to one of them cities where all the bitches is ugly, and then the sixes become the dimes. Yeah. The same thing with women's basketball.
That's like Cleveland. That's what I'm saying. Well, LeBron be miserable there.
It's like with women's basketball. Like if you halfway good looking, then you the truth.
So the WNBA is full of threes.
Threes, fours. like Cynthia Cooper.
Yeah.
Was ugly as hell.
Yeah.
She was ugly, but she was nice. She was nice.
She had game.
Mm-hmm. I don't know who that is.
That's the Tony chick that was the star. She was the first star. She won MVP.
It's like her, Lisa Leslie.
I know Lisa
Rebecca
Leslie.
Rebecca Lobos.
Cheryl Swoops.
Tina.
With the lipstick. Thompson. She playing lipstick.
Yeah. She had to, though. Them things would chap up, scratching the teammates.
WNBA started in 97? 96, 97?
You wasn't even born then, man.
You don't remember Lisa Leslie? You remember Lisa Leslie?
Of course. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Who's the prettiest WNBA player besides Skylar?
Candace Parker.
Absolutely. Yo, she ain't got no ass, though. Oh, my God.
Candace
like,
has nothing.
No buns.
Yeah, nothing.
I seen that boiling crab and her scrub-ass husband. And
super scrub.
I was like,
he's a
scrub? She ain't got no
Sheldon,
buns.
Sheldon Williams, right?
Yeah, Sheldon Williams.
He who?
He was a big Duke star,
Yeah,
I
he
believe.
Was a beast in college, but I already knew he wasn't going to be nothing in the NBA. And, yeah, she better than him.
Them Duke plays do not pan out well, DC.
What some of them do?
Did I say that to you? I'm sorry.
Some of them do. Elton Brand turned out to be pretty good. Corey Maggette.
Luauding.
They good for like. Man, come on,
Bulls.
Tony.
Bulls. Any,
they good for like
Bulls
5 years.
Boozer.
JJ Redick came on later in his career.
Boozer
finally.
Went to Duke?
Yeah.
All right, Boozer.
Scrub.
Most players that go 4 years at Duke ain't going to be nothing. If you go there and you come out early.
If you graduate from Duke, you're going to be shitting
what kind
here.
Of curse Because
remember
Duke
Trajan
had?
Langdon? Remember Trajan Langdon?
Trajan, yeah, he was the shooter.
He was a
from
flop.
Alaska, yeah.
He was a flop. But
Grant Hill's been the best player.
Jabari Parker going to be the truth.
Jabari Parker's going to be that
Jabari
deal.
Jabari Parker the next Melo.
Why are you a Duke fan anyway?
I'm a Duke fan. This is where it comes from. A player by the name of DeMarcus Nelson from Vallejo, he went to Duke. And ever since then, I say about 12 years ago, he went to Duke. And ever since then, well, a little bit.
He didn't get no clock, did he? I never heard of him.
He got burned. DeMarcus was dope.
I never heard of him.
Why are you disrespecting the hood, man? No, DeMarcus was dope. He just undersized. Uh-huh. Undersized guard. Went to the Warriors for a little bit. And ever since then, man, I've been just a fanatic.
Okay.
Yeah, fanatic fan.
But showing
of Duke.
Love, that's dope.
Yeah.
You like college ball that. More than pro ball.
College is way better than pro ball.
My nephew
ball.
Play college ball right now.
You say what?
My nephew, I thought he was going to break Steph Curry freshman record for three-pointers, but he started breaking towards the end of the season.
Who are you playing for?
He played for NJIT.
Where is that?
In New Jersey. New Jersey Institute of Technology. They low D1, but he freshman, he averaged 17. He had like 90-something threes.
He getting buckets.
Yeah.
Anything D1 getting, you know,
they going for real. This year they was the only independent team, but next year they probably going to be in America East. America East got like Albany and Maine, Vermont, yeah. All of them.
I think Appalachian State.
Which is solid?
No, Appalachian State's not in the Americas. Nah, I think Appalachian State might be a black school, ain't it?
Mm-mm.
It's not?
No.
They're not in the America East, though.
It'd be them teams that come tournament time, they be smacking like a, you know, Goliath. You know what I mean? Like,
I don't know what y'all talking about.
College man, Tony ball. Just needs to sit Tony, in the corner yeah. for all this. You can't talk sports with Tony at all.
College ball. I'm still talking about college ball.
Yeah, I don't.
We can't talk sports with Tony.
You can't, not college ball. No, I'll be paying attention. But I'm listening.
Tony,
I'm taking it in.
Tony looked like somebody that used to play for the Bears.
You know, my father played for the Bears.
The biological?
Yeah. The Bears, the Seahawks, you gotta quote and the father. Eagles.
Quote, unquote.
Quote, unquote. Yeah.
For real?
Yeah. Yep.
You got them. We got a football son face.
The face? The face of a football son.
He was good. What was his name?
Richard Harris.
So your name really Tony Harris?
Nah, it's Baker. he had no input, man. He provided the DNA, and that was it.
Yeah, I can't be mad at you.
Phillip Baker held it down.
It's a lot of Phillip Baker.
Phillip
Baker.
Shout out to Phillip Baker. Baker
held it down.
Phillip Baker. Mm-hmm. Hence Tony Baker.
Tony Baker.
And hence, thus the further products.
Serene and Sincere Baker.
Sincere and Serene Baker in the building.
And it lives on.
Shit just got sad for a minute.
Yeah, I know. It got touched, man.
Tony breaking down in the corner.
I just made sure
I'll be there for my kids. You know?
That's why I'm here. That's why they here right now.
You're a junior, right?
I'm a junior.
Yeah.
I'm not a junior per se. I just took my dad's comedy name.
I met your dad, man.
Your dad was a comedian?
Yeah, I'm a comedian out the Bay Area.
I didn't know that.
He didn't make it, though, so.
He's called up D.C. Irvin?
Yeah, D.C. Irvin. So I just took that. And
so if he didn't make it, why you making it harder than yourself?
Because I'm going to make it. Because I'm going to make it. I got to make something out the name.
I like when people that's from the Bay, they'll hit me, they'll be like, they'll still think it's my dad doing it. And they'll be like, how long this nigga been doing comedy?
Dad used to open up for Mark Curry.
Yeah, and he'd be around that time, Mark Curry, who else? A bunch of them, Linnell. We came up with Linnell in them.
Yeah.
Mark Curry, Linnell.
Damn, Linnell that old?
Linnell got to be up there. Linnell got to be about, I don't know her age, but I say Linnell's over 50.
Really?
Yeah.
I believe that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah.
Tony Roberts is over 50.
Is he?
Yeah, he's 50. Yeah.
I don't know where Tony Roberts gets that energy from.
Man.
Yeah. Shout out to Tony Roberts.
Yeah, but yeah. If Tony let Detroit, his hair, though. Took off that hat, let his hair grow, and his face hair grow.
That would show.
That nigga look like George Jefferson.
George Jefferson from Amen or the Jeffersons?
Nah.
That's the difference.
Nah. Right before he died.
Oh.
Oh. Nah, shout out to Tony Roberts. Old funny ass nigga.
You're gonna send a bullet and be like, nah, shout out to
Nah, I mean, that's how we do. That's my nigga. He's just old.
Yeah. Anyways, all right, we gotta since Naeem's special guest host, he gonna get the song of the day, man. Naeem, who you got for us?
Man, since it's Valentine's Day just passed, I'm gonna go with Force MD's Love is a House. Because that's how I'm feeling right now. That was my shit back in the day, yeah. Back, we had Video Music Box.
Yeah.
Y'all ain't nothing about that.
I remember the box.
Not the box. Video Music Box with Ralph McDaniels. It was Access TV. This East Coast thing. Yeah, that's come on every day. I just come home from school.
Super specific.
So y'all listen to this song, man. When we come back, man, we talking about some more juicy topics.
We're gonna talk about
this is gonna be for the ladies when we come back. We're gonna talk about Valentine's Day. Listen to the song. We'll be right back. We out. Hot nothing. Press a button. All right, man. We back in this thing. That was Force MD's Love is a House. I was feeling that night.
That was a good pick.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Yeah, I was feeling that, bro.
That took me back.
Yeah, it got me too.
Yeah, taking you back. That's good music right there.
Naeem's a grown man, though.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a grown 35. Man. I don't have a Hollywood age. I'm 35. I'll be 36 next month. I'm proud of it.
Oh, see, that's refreshing.
That's what's up.
Especially when dudes be hiding their age, that piss me off.
Yeah.
I'd be like, how old are you, dog? Hey, man, you a dude.
18.
You know what I'm saying? You a dude, dog. Give me that real age.
That was a nice lover song, man.
Valentine's Day, man, what y'all do?
What you do, Naeem?
Well,
passing, but I'm gonna come back to you.
I had a really big show on the 13th, which Valentine's Day Eve. That was side piece night, and it was at Club No Kid. Did very well, and my Valentine was there with me to share that. Then the next day, we just chilled and we went out to dinner, and that was it. We kept it simple because we were supposed to go skiing this weekend, but because my injury, we can't go.
Mm. Oh, okay.
What I do? I took one of my lady friends to a movie.
We saw
About Last Night.
How was it?
About Last Night was cool. I thought it was cool. I mean, you know. I thought it was cool. I had a good time watching the movie. I thought About Last Night, you know, it was cool. It could have just been me because I ain't into love movies like that. So
yeah.
Yeah.
But did she enjoy it?
She liked it, and that's all that matters. Yeah, if she liked it, that means it's a winner movie. You know?
It's a chick flick.
Was it a winner movie, though?
So when you go to the movies, do you double-click the mouse sometimes?
Do I double-click the mouse? What's that?
You know what it is.
Oh, the
You know what it is.
That double-clicking the mouse?
I didn't get the double.
When the movie hit four, you got to double-click the mouse.
I don't know her like that. You know, it was like a little first date kind of deal or second date kind of deal.
That's
so,
what's
up. So I ain't know her like to go all out.
Second date? You ain't make no moves yet?
I ain't putting the pressure,
on me.
Got respect for these old.
Being a gentleman.
this nigga a gentleman.
What'd you do, Tony?
I performed, man. That's it. Yeah. When was Valentine's Day?
Friday.
I just got back from New Mexico the day before. Drove 12 hours, came back, chilled. Had a show in Santa Barbara, man. I kicked it with dudes, essentially. Chaz was one of them.
There.
Brandon Lewis.
We had a romantic evening.
We had a romantic evening in Santa Barbara.
Brandon
performing.
Fell asleep on the ride down.
Brandon fell asleep in the back, useless. You know, we had the R&B jams on.
Yeah.
It was mad.
That sound real uncomfortable.
Drove by the ocean. It was a nice view.
It was mad. He was working on some jokes he had about gay dudes.
Gay jokes on Valentine's
he was
Day.
Working on tags for that.
That was our evening.
We performed for rich folks.
That sounds perfect. I think Valentine's Day is a woman's holiday anyway.
Definitely.
Yeah. Some dudes be feeling salty though. Some dudes be like, man, my girl didn't give me nothing for Valentine's Day.
Man, about
no
you?
Chocolates, yeah. No flowers.
Yeah, well, men, once you become an adult, men, like, getting gifts as a man just go downhill. Especially once you become a father, you don't get shit. I mean, I ain't no father yet, but I didn't get my father shit, so I know.
Definitely. Like, if you got daughters, you still going to get hooked up.
Yeah.
But if you got sons.
Your daughters didn't get you nothing.
My daughters do all right. They still be trying to make me stuff. Like, make me. I be like, y'all too old for these little sea cells and shit. I be keeping it real. I be like, hey, I need some real, like.
You gotta give them allowance so that they buy you something.
I don't want to give them money to get me something.
Where they getting the money from?
I mean, that's what they want me to do. I give them money. But I want them to save some money.
But they trying to save bread, but make you something special from the heart. Like, they'll get the shells and cheese.
I need the shells and cheese last minute.
That was cute. When they was like five, that was cute.
It was exactly.
When they get older, I be like, nah.
15 and 14?
Yeah, 15 and 14.
Y'all do better.
When they get older, you're gonna appreciate them gifts. You're gonna remember them gifts and you're gonna appreciate
like,
it.
Remember you made me? You're gonna be pulling it out.
I might look back on
them old hands. Like, you remember you made this for me?
Do y'all parents ever give you, like little kid gifts and stuff? My mother sent me a card that had Snoopy on it last year. My grandmother was sending me like stuff like that for the longest.
Yeah.
I was grown as hell. She still sending me.
You always loved Snoopy.
You can't go wrong with Snoopy though.
No,
I don't like Snoopy.
What? Man, come on, man.
I never liked Snoopy.
Snoopy was the lick. Snoopy was grown, dog. He was doing his own thing.
He had a novel.
He had tennis club memberships and friends.
Wrote a book.
I'm looking at Will's face. He like, who is Snoopy?
Right. So young.
Will?
He didn't even know about the Peanuts gang. Charlie Brown and them, Peppermint Patty.
I never liked Charlie Brown, really.
Oh,
I was more, I liked Woody Woodpecker.
Oh, yeah, he was dope.
I like Woody. I liked, I like Bugs Bunny a little bit. It's one episode that I always love. I watched it the other day on YouTube. The one where he was on the desert island with the two dudes. And they was like, we're going to have Roast Rabbit.
Oh, yeah.
Rabbit. And then he tricked them when the cruise ship came. He was like, bon voyage. And then Bugs got on, and then they was still on the... And then they turned into a hot dog and hamburger and started chasing each other. You remember that one?
Fade out. I remember that.
DC don't.
I don't remember. I faded out when I was like,
I was about that Looney
Classic yeah, Bugs Bunny.
I'm still about that.
What happened to cartoons, man? Kids don't watch cartoons no more, huh?
Yeah, they still do. They just ain't the same.
And the same.
Like we watch, me and my boys watch Regular Show. They watch Adventure Time. Regular Show is my joint.
Regular Show's fun.
Look, man, for until the end of time, people are always gonna say it's not the same. Just right, like man. When we were young, we was watching He-Man and Transformers. Our parents was like, "What's this shit? This ain't the Jetsons and the Flintstones." So it's just about the time everything changed. Just like everybody think that the music that was hot when they were in high school was good music. Right. That was real hip hop when I was growing up. You gotta grow with the time. That's one thing I like about my dad. My father, he listened to some old ass shit, and then he listened to like 50 or whatever. Like he used to love G-Unit album. That was his shit. You know, he kind of grew with the times.
But I'm talking about like Saturday mornings. Like I don't care what we was watching. Saturday mornings was designated for cartoons. Right.
You know what's different now is that you can get cartoons 24/7.
Right.
So the urgency is gone. Yeah. Like, that's all we
you
had.
You don't gotta wait till Saturday morning.
Yeah.
Oh, we were waiting for Saturday.
But we had after school too. We had after
DuckTales. DuckTales. Ooh.
Like at night, like you know what I'm saying? Nah, we had that on-demand card. They got on-demand.
YouTube, like, we didn't have internet. What you talking about? Right.
None of that.
Internet got hot like 97 maybe?
Yeah, 97.
That's like when that's when email got hot. Yeah. Internet ain't really get hot.
That's like, when it was still dial-up. You had to wait forever.
Right. You realize how much technology has changed in the past 10 years from phones to TVs.
Crazy.
Just 10 years ago, your phone had a screen was probably green. Or blue or something like that. It was a flip. Now, look at this damn phone. This phone.
Damn.
Look at this. This is a damn TV.
That's old.
That's a TV. This is my phone.
Yeah. It's a 23-inch flat screen.
That's an iPad, though.
Look how much stuff is. Remember, you didn't have a cell phone, and now if you leave the house without your phone, like you feel like
you're helpless. You can't even function. You like, man, I forgot my phone. You
know what that mean, though? That mean we really don't need phones.
You don't?
Think about it. We were surviving with pagers back then. A pager,
you had that.
I ain't no page either.
If you had to sell drugs.
Yeah.
If you wanted to everybody find home. Me, it just had to be random.
I'm the only person that had a pager in here?
You sure was.
Nah, but this is the thing. You do need it now because people expect to be able to get in contact with you at all times now, and you need that. Before, you know, you had an answering machine or something, or call ID. But even before that, remember, if you just wasn't home, you just didn't know somebody called.
Answering machine, that was it.
Well, we always had answering machines, though, right?
Nah, it was a time where there was no answering machines.
For a while, at our crib, it was no answering machine. It was just ring.
Some people didn't even have call waiting.
Remember the business signal?
Yeah.
Man, damn it. That was real.
Gotta call.
Right? You just keep dialing. You call a girl, your stomach be hurting.
Remember if you had three-way, that was special?
Yeah.
You
be like,
yeah.
You got three-way.
Catch people. Yeah. Call people in theory. Like, I ain't going to say nothing. Just go ahead and call three-way.
Yeah,
just go ahead
and talk. Yeah. You used to be able to fake, and like, if you're on the phone and you want to get off of somebody, you would hit the little mute button on there. Make I got to call another line. Let me hit you back.
Let me hit you back. Gone.
Yeah. Come back. Oh, I got to call you back.
Because now I just hang up on someone and be like, oh, I just lost service. I just click it out.
It's like, you know. Dang. Me, I just look at the phone.
When someone calls.
Yeah.
No, if I'm on it, someone's talking too much, I just hang up.
Like, I just look.
I'm like, oh, I don't know what happened.
You know what I mean? I really don't like talking on the
phone. Tell me this is accurate. I feel like cell phones really got popular after 9/11. That was like when everyone needed a cell phone.
At that time in 9/11, I didn't have no cell phone.
I didn't either.
I had one. I got mine in 2000.
I think I had a cell phone around that time.
I was one of the last of my friends to get one.
Yeah. Because that's when like parents were like, my kid needs, because you know they're trying to get them out of schools and whatnot.
Try to reach them.
Right.
Yeah. And then kids it makes sense.
Right.
On why, you know,
I got
why
my
I did.
First cell phone in 2005.
Tony just got one.
In 2004, 2005.
Tony's first phone was an iPhone. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. So, phone.
I'm holding out. I didn't like being able to be found all the time.
I'm not shocked because Tony still got a regular planner, like the paper planner. Yeah. So
you got a Rolodex at home.
Yeah. Show me your planner.
You know what I'm saying? I got my little shows in there. I ain't nothing without it. You know, I back it up on. Yeah. But yeah, man. I just like having that. You know what I'm saying? Phones be cutting off. Stuff be getting deleted.
I need to stop being so accessible. I even got like Facebook attached to my phone to where if somebody send me a message, I can answer that right away.
Right.
Yeah. I need to stop being so, because soon I'm not going to be able to, and I want people to be like, oh, he changes. So I need to start getting off of that. Right now.
Yeah, because they're going to expect it. They're going to, I ain't getting, you're getting bougie.
I hate people don't reply to me. Hate when it take a long time. I hate, especially on iPhone, if they got the setting where you can see that they read it.
Yeah.
I'm like, you motherfucker.
Like, you saw, you read.
You read this shit 3 hours ago.
Wait, how they can tell?
Yeah. Well,
you can change it so that.
That's crazy.
Wait. So on the phone, you can tell.
Yeah. How they can tell?
Wait, hold on. No. It puts a little R when somebody. No. It says red. It depends.
Is that just for iPhone? People?
iPhones.
Oh, okay, good.
It depends on the setting, though. You can, like with mine. Okay. I set it so that you can't see if I read it or not. I just say delivered.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Just in case I want to ignore somebody, but some people they don't change it and it'll say red.
So if you got an iPhone, you text me with an Android, you won't be able to tell I read it.
Text message.
Nah, it got to be two iPhones.
Okay, perfect. I'm good then.
There's been many of moons where I just look at my phone and be like, I can respond too. For no reason, I won't respond. Just,
The
gym or something, you know, you're like, I'm cool.
I'm addicted to my phone.
Genuinely, sometimes I forget to reply. Like, it depends on, if I can't answer it right then, I'll be like, I'll get this later. Mm-hmm. Then other stuff come in and you just forget. You got washed down the list.
Yeah, that's what happened all the time. Yeah, sometimes you just be like, too much stuff going on.
I feel you though. Like if I ask you, especially something urgent or kind of like business related, and you don't reply, I'll be heated.
But you got to call, man. At some point, I'm just like, if it's that important, I put the call on. Yeah. That's my key. Like, this is important.
Some people don't like talking on the phone.
I don't like talking on the phone.
I don't.
People get carried away.
Yeah, cause you be held hostage, man. If I text you and you call me right back, I'll be heated, though.
People don't like that. People don't like when you break the text thing. When you call somebody text and you call, they feel like it. You know what I mean?
Sometimes only time I like talking on the phone really is when I'm in the car, cause the
car is cool.
Yeah, cause that's really like my talk time. Cause I don't be trying to text while I'm driving too much. You know what I mean? That's the only time.
Oh, safe ass.
You got the car that's synced up where you can just talk. And
I got the Bluetooth in my car. Yeah,
that's mad convenient.
Tony's the most reckless caller while driver, dog. This dude don't. He'll text. This dude almost killed me for a tweet once, man. Right. Plenty of times you've been tweeting, swerving. No, I've gotten the tweet like, yo, in the car with Chaz. And I'm like, yo, I'm right next to you. Why are you tweeting me while you driving?
You never been close to death.
If you swerve a little, be close to death. While you looking down at your
Chaz,
phone.
I believe you, bro. Because Tony tweets is nonstop. So
there was a time Tony tweet like every 10 seconds. Yeah. I used to mute Tony on.
That's
the...
how you be on Facebook. Jeez,
yeah. It's just, all connected.
Just woke up.
Exactly. Eyeball sizzle.
I think I'm going down though.
Absolutely.
Considerably.
Yeah.
I think I've decreased.
Tony going random rants. So I don't like when comedians.
Comedians, man, I can do that all day.
Yo, let's talk about that. Yeah. I want to know who is running the light
who
at the comedy. No, give me three names that consistently run the light. Adam or Davin. I want to hear about these people so we can talk about them.
Who runs the light? All right, first of all, the veterans run the light like crazy.
That's not telling me nothing. I want names.
The veterans.
You know we got Naeem Lynn on the show.
I want names.
Name on that juicy. Hard.
That's how I do. He be on my Facebook. Names, dog. Names. Don't mean nothing if I don't got names.
Give them two. Give them two names.
Give them two names. Who runs the light? All right, the light runs.
Knows it. Huh? Two people who know they run the light.
Tiffany Haddish is a habitual light runner. She don't give a damn about that light.
Like how long will she go over?
I've seen her go over like 10 minutes sometimes. I've never seen her not run the light.
Mm-hmm. That's a long time, too.
But she don't do crack them up that much, but she's a light runner.
That's one.
That's one. Deion Cole runs the light.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Chilling. Just runs it.
Yeah.
It's funny, though. He's killing.
Of course.
Runs the light.
I hate when people run the light and then you start flashing. They're like, I see that goddamn light.
They get mad.
The disrespect, dog. And then they
turn the crowd on you. They're like, these motherfuckers tell me to get off, man.
The crowd,
what y'all want me to do? Keep going.
Keep going. Memphis Will runs the light.
Oh, so Memphis.
Long-winded host.
Notorious.
Just, you know what I'm saying? Host that do 80 minutes between each act, even if the act killed.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, why? Just keep it going.
If you ever do the improv on Wednesday in Miami, Benji Brown does a special. He's hosting. He does a special every week. And they be loving it. I'm like, God damn.
I heard about him.
I'm like, is he going off the head? Is he doing what D-Ray do? I don't know what's going on because I'm not there every week. But he going to do about 45 up front and then another half in between. And then he might do some time after the headliner. Now, let's talk about that real quick. Yeah. That is the most disrespectful shit you can do.
That's a no-no.
Unless the headliner just went up and stunk it up. But even if it's on a weekend, if somebody's weekend and you are the host, once the headliner gets off stage, you end the fucking show.
Yeah.
A comedian did that to me in Detroit, and he probably think I'm being Hollywood on him because I don't be responding to him.
Who was it?
I'll tell you his name's Clipper Man.
Clipper Man.
And I thought he was a cool dude. We talked, and then he went up, he hosted the show. I told him, I said, yo, just do like 15. I said, do a hot 10 up front, and then bring my man up and do like 5 in between us, and then whatever. He did about 20 up front. brought my boy up, then he did time in between. I finished, had a nice set. Yeah. Then he went up and did another half hour after me. This dude did a joke that he had did in the beginning. People was like, "You did that? You said that already?"
So he was reaching. He was just reaching. He just wanted some more time.
And I was like, maybe he don't understand how this shit is supposed to go. But that's disrespectful. You don't go up and do time after the headliner because it's like, what you trying to outdo him? This is my show.
Right.
Yeah.
When I'm done in the show. Simple as that.
You know, I think a lot of cats don't get a lot of stage time.
Right.
And so whenever they get on that stage, they like, this is it.
Like, I started in Michigan. There's not a lot of stage time. Yeah. In
this is my moment right now. I'm gonna get that's every how they do minute, in Atlanta. Second out of the day. Yeah, they gonna get all.
At Uptown, they do that. They when they host whoever's hosting, they have a like special host for each day. They promote during the week, so they be like, this is my night, and they try to go in.
Yeah. Right. They're going to get that time in, so.
Heck, dog. Just disrespect. The selfishness is killing me, man.
Comedians out there, get it together. Try.
Killing me,
try your best.
When you host a show, man, stop doing mad time in between each act.
Yeah, man. Less is more. Get in there.
Less is more.
Like, even 20 up top, I'll be like, okay. Like, you want your time, cool. 20's long. 20's long.
That's a long time.
It's a long time. But understand, like, you want to get your time in. Like, even if you do your 20, but keep the rest moving.
When I host a show, I'm already in the mindset of like, all right, I'm just facilitating. I'm just keeping it moving.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's not about me. I'm just keeping it moving. Crack them up. You know, I'll do 15 at the top and then just go.
In and out.
And then try to bring everybody up quick. But it's too many people on that show, too.
Yeah, it's a lot of people. That's one of them shows you definitely got to keep it moving.
Keep it moving.
And y'all do a good job with that. When I was hosting it in the main room, I used to do that, too. I used to try to hit them with, like, a nice 20 up top.
Yeah.
And then by 10 o'clock, I'm trying to get it rolling. And I really ain't trying to do much time in between. Only reason I was because I kind of had to because it's only 4 comics on the show.
Right.
But keep that shit moving, man.
Keep it moving.
I'm a firm believer in less is more.
Well, anyways, we about wrap for time on this joint. We about wrap for time. Naeem, where you at? No. We had this.
You gonna shut the party?
Naeem, where you at this week? Where you at? Where can the people expect from you? Where can they find you at?
I'm gonna be in the crib this weekend, but next week I'm at Coppin State on 25th Tuesday, and then Thursday through Saturday, the 27th through the 1st, I'm at the Funny Stop in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio, which is by Akron, about 45 minutes from Cleveland. Then the following weekend, I'm in Sacktown at the Punchline, March 7th weekend.
Catch me every Thursday, crack them up Thursdays. I'll be out on the road. Go to my website, dcirvin.com, and check that out.
I'll be at Crack 'em Up as well this Thursday. I'm somewhere Sunday. Oh, I'm at the Ice House this Saturday. Go to my website, TonyBakerComedy.com. See where I'm at. I'll be in Sacramento next month at the Laughs Unlimited, I think.
Yeah.
I've never done that spot.
That's a dope spot.
Yeah?
Dope spot.
Yeah.
So I heard Punchline dope, too.
Punchline is dope as hell.
Yeah.
I'm going to headline there. I'm looking forward to that.
I'm rolling with you. Yes, I just included myself to the trip.
Bum rush stage.
Follow me on Instagram, Naeem Lynn, NaeemLynn. I don't care about my webpage. I post everything on Instagram.
There it is.
We want to thank Naeem Lynn, man, for filling in for Craig Wayne today, man. You did a dope-ass job, bro. Appreciate you.
You back, though, man.
We're going to definitely have you back.
We really hit you up for info.
He was on time. Like Chaz.
We didn't talk about none of the topics we were supposed to talk about.
We didn't, man. They go anywhere. That's what the podcast is about. We go anywhere. But that's been a hot nothing, man. Tune in next time. We back in this thing. DC Irvin.
Tony Baker.
Naeem Lynn. Peace.
We out.
Hot nothing.
Hot nothing.